What up?
What up, fuck fam?
Hello. What up, fuck fam?
We have a badass dude beside us today.
Yo, I'm a fan. I'm fucking shaking right now. My hands is honestly really sweaty.
Her head is so cold. Her head is too cold.
I was planning on holding hands with Ted throughout the podcast, but now I can't because my hands are sweating. So we'll hold hands later if that's okay with you, Ted. Let me warm it up on your butt. I tried to test the waters.
I think you reacted pretty good, Ted. You like that?
Oh shit, it got a little too crazy.
it was too familiar, too fast. It's okay. We gotta warm up to him. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's let the man introduce himself.
What's up? What is it? Fuck fam.
Fuck fam. What's our community.
Up? Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
What's up, fuck fam? It's Ted. I'm chilling right now.
He's chilling.
We outside.
Ted,
what do you, just for the people that don't know you, which I'm sure they do, what do you do?
I'm an artist, and like, you know, I be making dope shit, and like I sing and I rap, and then I'm also a not professional mukbanger. I eat a lot of great meals and take pictures, but I never post them.
Nice.
You know,
not a professional mukbanger, but has the potential to be a professional mukbanger.
Because I don't think it would be entertaining to watch me eat, you know.
I feel like it'd be hella entertaining.
It might be.
You should rap and eat at the same time.
You should eat delicious mushes.
I don't got enough concentration for that.
Dude, I love your hat.
Oh, thank you.
Like, that's
and your drip.
Hell yeah. Oh, I appreciate it. Y'all got that drip too, for sure.
What's the drip? What drip? The chokers. The choker drip.
Yeah, the choker.
The boobs. We got the drip. That's the best drip of all.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, I have a funny story to tell about your music, actually. So you're actually on my top artist in my Spotify Wrapped list. You're number two.
Oh, that's big love.
Yeah. I listened to your song, Shot Clock on repeat.
Oh, and like, hell yeah.
But like, my ex fucking hates your song Shot Clock because, okay, right before we like broke up, we had like this period where like we were having problems. I was going out all the time.
Yeah, I understand.
And I would play your song while getting ready. And we were living together, and it would just be Shot Clock on repeat while I was getting ready. And he knew I was about to go out and like thought it up and hoe it up.
Yeah.
And like, I could just see him in the living room, like fuming. And then one time I went to Mama Lion and I got in some trouble and he had to come scoop me. And like I gave my number to another guy, and I was texting him in his car.
Uh-huh.
And I guess my car was connected to his Bluetooth, so your song was playing, and we were arguing. And we were arguing. He goes, "Shut that fucking song off! I fucking hate that song." So I love you, but my ex fucking hates you.
Well, I just want you to know, stop hating. It's a dope song. It is.
He has PTSD. I mean, honestly, it's my fault, but yeah. I gave him the PTSD from your song.
Nah, it's all good.
No, I think his song brings out like the fuck girl energy.
Your song brings out fuck girl energy for sure.
Yeah. I feel like you just gotta live your life. You know, you just gotta live your life and be happy.
For sure, that's a good mantra to have. Yeah. So, are you? Where are you living right now?
I'm living in LA now.
Okay, ooh, we're neighbors. Nice.
Yeah, damn near.
Easy access.
And he's just been here for like.
Whoa,
that was like,
sorry, I can't help. These things just come out of me.
Out of nowhere.
It's all good.
Yo, Ted, you like in LA? You only been here for like, what, 2 months?
Yeah, no, it's been great. Like, the opportunities have been great. You know, very motivated, very inspiring. Mm-hmm. Weather's nice.
How about the girls?
Yeah, tell us about the girls.
I feel like Cali girls got like a different kind of drip than New York and Wisconsin.
How?
Explain deets.
I don't know. Like, I feel like when I was in New York, like, the energy is like very, it's like, it's lit. Everyone's lit in New York, but it's also like a lot of people be like a little too cool sometimes, you know?
Wait, what do you mean too cool? Like, they pretend to be someone?
No, just a little clicky. And there's nothing wrong with that, having your friends. But out here, it's been like a little more open. Everyone just been kind of cool.
Yeah,
like, and I like that.
With girls, are they more like, yo, you gotta chase me? Like, I don't chase guys. Like,
I don't chase shit.
You don't chase. Oh man,
you let them come to you.
I like it. Yeah,
I feel like I'm in a place in my life where like I've had a lot of fun, but I'm also very driven.
Yeah.
So like, I just do me, and whoever comes around in my life, like, cool, you know.
What about girls though? Like, were you with someone in the past, as far as like relationship wise, in New York and Wisconsin?
Yeah, I was actually in New York.
Okay.
You know.
How long was that relationship, and is it ended?
A minute. Yeah, it ended, but it was a minute. It was like almost 2 years.
All right.
Do you prefer East Coast girls or West Coast girls?
Y'all gonna get me in trouble. You know, I mean, I feel like I gotta say West Coast because I'm here.
Damn.
right? But I mean,
we're both low key East Coast though.
What the fuck, Jay? Blowing up our spot? No, she lying. We're West Coast.
Oh, I mean, shit, y'all on the West Coast, so
that's true.
You know, technically, I'm a Midwest boy, but now I'm a West Coast boy. Fuck it, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, you've adapted really quickly. But you said
absolutely.
So you said you're a Midwest boy, so Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I just want to like talk about it a little bit because most Asians are from either the far East Coast, New York, Atlanta, whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
Or California.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what is it like being an Asian dude in Wisconsin? Are there even Asians there?
A few.
Okay.
Not a lot. I mean, it was like different for me growing up because I didn't really learn Korean at a young age. My parents decided that if I was going to grow up in America, it would be best for me to be Americanized per se.
I've heard that before.
And I mean, I was like surrounded by all white and black folks growing up my whole life, you know, which is cool. But I never really, I'm not going to say I had an identity crisis because like I never really despised being Asian, you know, but at the same time, like I didn't really relate to anyone who I was hanging out with. And then as I started to get like a little bit older, like when I started hitting like middle school, it was like when, you know, When you're in like elementary school and you're making friends, it's like little kid shit.
Yeah.
You're playing, you're going, everyone's invited to the birthday party and everyone's doing whatever. But then like I started noticing like people would start like making jokes about me and my ethnicity and then like my culture. And like I was young, but I was like, I feel like this doesn't fly, you know?
Yeah.
So then I moved to Korea in eighth grade actually for a year.
Oh, okay.
And I got thrown into like a Korean school and like I kind of had to accept like who I am and what I'm about. And then that's where I found my passion for music too.
In Korea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was like alone. I thought I was lonely in Wisconsin growing up. But then when I moved to Korea and I couldn't speak the language and my family was going through some shit. And then like, I was so lonely every day. But then I found my passion for the music, like writing songs and whatever. And then I came back like, yeah, I'm Asian pride, bro. You know?
Yeah. All that. Yo, that's I kind of have a similar experience because I grew up in Atlanta or in Georgia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in Duluth. So
Duluth. Suwannee?
Yeah. In Duluth.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I was around like a lot of Koreans, but also a lot of white people. And people would low key in middle school and high school make like racist jokes.
I believe that.
Right? But it would be like, oh, haha. But everyone's laughing. Like they act like they're laughing with you when they're actually laughing at you.
Hell yeah. For sure.
And you feel like you kind of have to laugh with them or else it'll be like a bad sport, but inside you're just like, what the fuck, that's fucked up, man.
I think that's the most beautiful thing about now being like a little more grown. It's like you understand now that if people really fuck with you, obviously you're gonna clown each other as homies or whatever, but you can tell when the intent on what someone's saying is malicious or not.
Yeah.
And now looking back, I'm like, okay, that was kind of malicious, but we were also like 14 years old, so I can't hold that grudge because you're a little ignorant, you know.
Yeah. It must have been hard for you, though, because it sounds like when you were in Wisconsin, you felt like you didn't fit in. And then when you went to Korea, where you, these are like, that's where you're from. That's your ethnicity.
Yeah.
You would think that, oh, this is where I belong. But like, because you didn't grow up with the language and with the culture, you didn't fit in.
It's crazy. Like, I've never felt like I fit in, even to this day. But music has kind of been like my, oh, I'm a part of something. Like, this is something that makes sense for me and I'm accepted.
Yeah.
And people like respect what I do. So I feel like where I grew up and how I grew up and the type of people I was with, it kind of has only like made my love for my music and how serious I take it grow, you know.
Do you get love? Do you get like mad love from people at home? Because I can't imagine that Wisconsin's like a huge place, right?
No, so,
like,
I do.
Like Ted Park came out of Wisconsin.
Yeah. And it's funny because like when I tour with other artists or whatever, like we go to like the Asian parts of these cities or Koreatown, whatever. Of course they know what's up, you know?
Yeah.
But back home is like no Asian people, but all these people still pulling up on me like, yo, bro, I see you.
Damn.
Boom, boom, boom. It's cool. Yeah.
Yo, that must be validating.
Nah, it's dope. I mean, at the end of the day, like no matter like what I went through when I was younger, I love my city. And there's a lot of people I got a lot of love for. Like you gotta appreciate where you're from, regardless of your experience, you know?
What city is it again?
Madison.
Madison, is that the capital?
Yeah, okay. It is.
Nice. In Madison, like, okay, first of all, what were the girls like there in Madison? White Country Girls.
Uggs, Lululemon.
Uggs and Lululemon.
Yeah.
Women of taste.
I mean, that's drip, I guess. You know, I fuck with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I guess maybe not my cup of tea, and like, I'm not their cup of tea, you know, so it's all good. But
what? Ted Park, not their cup of tea. You're everyone's cup of tea, Ted.
I appreciate that. Yeah. That's big love. But, big, you know, love. But, you know, like, at the end of the day, like, I felt like I might not have fit in or like gotten along with like a lot of people over there per se. But now, like, when I go back, it's like I have a better understanding of people. I've met so many people of different cultures, different places, you know? So now when I go home, I feel like now that I'm a little more cultured, like, I can like hold a better conversation and get to understand and relate to them a little more.
Yeah. And you can also represent Asian people in a way that like normal people can't, right?
Hell yeah. That's a big fact.
Yeah, always, for sure.
You got to put your people on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You got big responsibility, but I think you're doing it pretty well.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's love.
All love. I love you so much.
Whoa. lean your head on him just a little bit.
No, like, not yet.
Okay. Let me know when I should push.
Okay.
Wait, Ted, speaking of cup of tea, what is your cup of tea?
Yeah.
Oh,
ideal type, personality, and everything. Looks,
I thought you were literally asking for tea.
Yeah,
I was like,
English
I love
tea, green tea.
I was like, I love lemon ginger. There's some honey in there.
Oh.
But I mean, I don't know. Like, it's funny because my dad told me, like, I got to meet, like, all types. Like, before I find someone who, like, later in life, like, really, like, I match with for the rest of my life, that's, I would love that. It's like, you got to, like, meet different types of girls and personalities.
Okay.
And see who you really click with, you know, like, but for me, like, I just appreciate a girl who is comfortable in her own skin and is driven and knows how to have a good time and is just, you know, hard worker, got her own goals, motivation, and just want to do good, you know.
Someone that can help elevate you too.
I think that just good energy and positive people elevates me enough.
Nice.
But I appreciate a woman who can elevate herself as well.
For sure, for sure.
Hell yeah.
What if it was a girl that elevated herself through, like, non-traditional ways of work? Like,
you got to get that bag. Fuck it. Like,
yeah, like, if she was a porn star, if she was an OnlyFans girl, is that okay with you?
I will never stop a girl from getting her paper.
Wow.
You know? Like, even, like, me, like, music and me and my boys, like, even that aren't in the music, like, you got to hustle and get up however you can, especially when you're from a little bit of a difficult situation.
Yeah.
So anyone that is a hustler that is has found their own lane to go up, like, fuck it, do you.
What you said, difficult situation, like,
yeah,
what was, can you like explain what that was for you?
You know, like, not having a lot, mm-hmm. being from very humble beginnings. You know, me and my family, when we were in Madison, like, I remember even like my parents always told me, like, no matter how much money you have, whether you're up or you're dead poor, you got to conduct yourself with a certain sense of respect, you know? Mm-hmm. So people at school would like meet me and be like, oh shit, like his family probably got some paper and he Asian and like I'm very charismatic and I have a lot good energy. And then they would come back home and it's me and my mom in a one bedroom apartment. And they're like, oh shit, like what's going on? And I'm like, oh shit, it is what it is, you know? And then like I dropped out of school, you know, my parents both were in Korea and like I took a Greyhound bus to New York and I didn't know anyone. I lived in a basement with like five like older Korean dudes for like
Ajashis?
Yeah.
Oh, Ajashis, shit.
For real. For like $250 a month.
Damn.
I couldn't afford it. I got kicked out. I met one of my boys, Saho, who really like helped change my life per se.
Mm-hmm.
How do you change your life?
We met at like this hotel party and then I was like I was literally in New York like, oh shit, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Like I'm sleeping in hotel lobbies, like I'm trying to figure shit out, you know? Shit. And then my boy was like, hey, like, I really want to, like, manage artists, boom, boom, boom. And then we started working together. We both, like, he was like, hey, like, I know you're trying to stay in New York, do this music shit. We could put you somewhere, but it's not going to be the most optimal, like, situation. But I was like, fuck it, let's get it. So I was living in Harlem in the MLK Foster Projects, you know.
Damn.
And then, which is cool though. I was like, fuck it. You got to get it how you live. But like, you know, I had really good people around me that are really respected that like made sure I was safe, made sure that I was valid, were stamped per se. And then, you know, I was just going about my business, just trying to make music, trying to grind, go to the studio, all that. And then people showed me a lot of love, took care of me. So even being in like a hard place like that, That's what I mean. The good, the positive energy to push forward really helped me get through that chapter of my life.
All right. So that's why you like appreciate the hustle, no matter what type of hustle it is.
Yeah, for sure. Like I have homegirls that are in the top 1% in OnlyFans making 30 bands a month. I'm like, shit, go crazy.
Yeah, that's different from, because I've dated a lot of Korean guys. Yeah, and yeah. I feel like from my experience, they've been more like protective. they care a lot about how things look at face value.
That's very insecure.
I think I think so too. Yeah, it was a big thing with my ex with OnlyFans. And it wasn't the only reason why we broke up, but I think that he really just couldn't get over the fact that.
No, I mean, like, I understand. I respect everyone's view, you know? But for me, I guess it's just like, it's like, what do you want me to do? Or what do you want someone to do? Like, if there's a way for them to get a bag and keep elevating their life, it's like, are you going to stop them? And yeah. I feel like that's harmless. Like, and I feel like if you're a beautiful girl and you can make some paper, like you should go crazy. Fuck it.
Is there anywhere where you do draw the line though? Like, are there, let's say, okay, you can do OnlyFans and porn, but you can only shoot with me, or can she shoot with other guys?
Oh shit, I've never even thought about that.
Yeah, let's think about it. Let's do a thought experiment, Ted.
You have so many OnlyFans friends.
Yeah, we're your OnlyFans fans friends now. OnlyFriends now.
Nah, it's crazy. Like OnlyFans, like I have homegirls that post like a selfie and like they feet, and then they getting racks off it, you know. So I'm like, oh shit, you must have a really nice foot or something, you know.
I think the thing with feet is the fact that if you don't show a lot of the rest of your body, then you can sell feet pics. But like me and Jade, I don't think we can sell feet pics at this point in our career. I think we've left like not enough for the imagination.
Nah, it's all good. I'll subscribe. It's cool.
Nice. Well, you get a free subscription, of course.
Oh, that's big love.
Yeah, big love.
That's a new word I learned.
Why are you laughing, bro?
he's jealous because he doesn't have the free subscription. He still has to pay.
Yeah.
Damn, it's all good, bro. We can share the login, bro.
Damn, you're gonna do us like that, Ted?
Hell yeah. Nah, it's all mine. Nah, but you know, I mean, I guess for me, like where I would put it at for me, I guess, is like, hey, like content wise obviously, like if I'm dating someone, I only want them to fuck me, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, hey, like if you're shooting and doing whatever, as long as I ain't fucking no other dude, like I'm cool with it.
Would you be in the content if it was just POV?
Hell yeah, this is our
stay tuned, guys.
Stay tuned for the OF vid.
See if you can spot Ted's dick.
That's fine.
All right, anyways, I want to talk more about your experience as like a Korean rapper.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. I think that like, I see it in, you see it in music videos. It's like pretty glamorized. Like the Korean rapper scene is kind of, it's the same, but also different from like the normal urban rap scene.
It is for sure.
What is it like to go out partying as a Korean rapper?
Honestly, even like when I was like poor and didn't even make music, I've always had a fun time outside. So I think the only thing that has changed is maybe like the setting, because I used to never go to Asian clubs or Asian nightlife.
What?
I was going out in Harlem. I was going out in Queens. I was going out in Brooklyn, like, you know, in the city. So like for me, but it's cool, like partying with other Korean and Asian people and people coming up to me and we popping bottles and we drinking and like, it's cool. And like having conversations about like drunk, like, yo, we put an Asian people on. Like, I fuck with that.
Do you party with Jay Park?
I have.
Damn. I grew up listening to Jay Park, so I have a soft spot for him.
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, even me, like, even though I was not really educated or into the Korean music, like, growing up, or until recently, like, I definitely knew who he was, you know?
Yeah.
So it was a very surreal moment, like, having him, like, hit me up and chilling and getting to meet him and working with him and stuff.
What's your craziest, like, party story? You gotta have a couple, but like just pick one.
It's the thing is, like, I don't really have a good limit on like when I stop drinking.
Good.
So like half of the shit, like, good. I don't remember. But I've definitely like partied in New York and then like woke up in Boston like, oh shit,
what
the fuck going on?
Okay. Are your nights like the typical, like, okay, so when we go out, it's usually in LA, I'm sure you've heard of like Mom Lion Terracotta.
My single comes out January 14th.
Yeah.
my single release party is going to be Terracotta on the 22nd.
Nice.
So
nice.
If y'all here, y'all should slide for show.
We will slide. For sure. We'll be sliding.
Sliding smoothly.
Hell yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so we usually start out like pregame, and then we go to like Terracotta, Mama Lion.
Yeah.
And then we go Nordebong afterwards. Is that like the timeline for you?
Yeah, because like, I'll say this though, like since I have become a little bit of a personality, mm-hmm. I kind of like, I'm a little mindful of when I go out,
yeah.
Try to be a little more responsible because I feel like, not saying that I represent something, like I have to be this like, oh, very considerate when I'm outside, but I have a lot to lose right now. So
yeah,
I turn up, I'll pop some bottles, chill, bump the music, maybe grab the mic if I'm really faded, but nice. I try to not get into questionable decisions, you know, like I try to make it home at the end of the night, especially because I'm on a schedule now.
Yeah,
but yeah. Yeah, can never go wrong with singing some fire karaoke at the end of the night.
Yeah, so I want to ask you, because I saw on it was like a TV show or a TikTok, like the secret like life of the secret life of like the Korean hostess girls or something like that. Like I've always wanted to know, I think they're called Tomies, right?
Yeah
Tomies. Right. The Secret Life Tomies or whatever. Like, and apparently there's like different types of karaoke rooms. Like there's the type where like they just come in and sit with you, but then it goes all the way to like the type where like everyone gets naked and just sings together. And then there's the type where it's like, it's just a huge orgy, like factor cap.
That's fact.
Fact?
The orgy part?
The orgy part?
I don't know. You gotta pull up.
Wait, have
can you
to
invite
pull
us?
Up?
I want to see like what goes on in this like back room.
Yeah.
I don't
participate?
Yeah.
Of course. Of course. It'd be rude if we did not participate.
Hold them wait, never mind. I'll keep my imagination.
I don't ever say a lot, you know, because I feel like no matter what you hear from someone, nothing's ever going to be as crazy where you got to have the experience for whatever it is, you know, but there's definitely like a lot of crazy things that go on for sure, you know.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we have to experience.
Wait, what about like, are there like guy versions? Like the flip
version?
Yeah,
so we heard that there are male Tomies.
I actually met some dude. He was like, dude, I was a male Tomie. I was like, that's hard.
What?
I feel like I would want to see a male Tomie. We're pretty fucking lonely.
What?
We're a lonely Ted.
I'll help y'all find some male Tomies. I won't be present, but you know.
Okay.
Do the male Tomies do the same thing the female Tomies do?
Shit, you gotta ask my boy. I don't know.
We don't want to have sex with them. Yeah. We just want to like be friends with them and have a good time with them.
Have a good conversation.
Yeah. Yo, because you know why? It's because like Asian guys are like, because we typically only date Asian guys. We only Asian guys. Understood. And they're hard to like, sometimes they can be really shy and they're not very forthcoming with like coming up and like hitting on us.
Yeah.
Right. So like we just make eye contact across the bar the whole time. And then at the end of the night, we all go home and no one gets numbers and no one gets laid. Like what the fuck? Yep.
That sounds right.
You got any tips for us?
I feel
for
like
lonely girls.
That's so weird though, because I feel like beautiful girls, like there's always someone trying to holler. You know what I mean?
But like, it's not who we want.
Yeah, it's not the ones
it's
we
never
want.
I understand. Well, sometimes you gotta initiate that contact, you know.
And when we do, Ted, they act all scared.
Well, you fucking with some lames then.
Yo, me and Jade, that used to be like
what the fuck?
That used to be like our shit is to like go out and we would just like hit on guys and they would all fucking run away from us scared.
Aww.
I know.
That's crazy. Well, they fucked up. It's all good.
They fucked up.
Yo, I had a guy invite me to this comedy show, some guy we know, and then he uninvited me last
what
minute.
How?
I don't know why. It's scary. I'm
how did
he's
he
scared.
How did
he's
he
like, oh, never mind. The tickets got canceled.
Oh, fuck him.
Yeah.
Put him on blast right
put
now.
Put him on blast.
Put his at.
Fuck you.
His mention right here. His at.
We both met him in Monterey.
Say his name. Oh, the catfish guy?
No.
Who?
Fang.
What the fuck, Fang? You're going to take us to Monterey Car Week? You're going to fucking show us around and then you're going to uninvite my girl? I got you, bitch. I got you.
Damn.
He actually listens to a podcast like every fucking week.
Great. I hope you hear this, Fang.
You will hear this.
You're dead to us.
Y'all are
ruthless. Motherfucking bitch.
Oh, shit. I'm never
thanks,
beefing Kat. With
you
y'all. Fuck.
Speaking of beef, is that a thing? Like, I know, like, urban rap, there's a lot of beef that goes on.
Yeah.
Does that happen in the Korean rap world?
I don't think so, because what's beef if someone don't want to fight you back, you know? Like, I feel like that's the number one rule is, like, I'm never going to beef with someone who don't want it. That's just hating. But, I mean, I feel like the Korean rap scene, like, of course, like, there's, like, some competition, you know, but I feel like a lot of the artists genuinely like respect each other.
Yeah.
And if there's any hating shit on the side, I mean, that's just some hating shit. But I've good relationships with a lot of these guys, so.
Yeah, your friend was on the other day, Justin, our friend now. Oh, he got us fucking so drunk.
That sounds like Justin.
Yeah, he got us so fucking
lit. Justin, the type of dude, like, we'll go to a spot and then he'll have a bottle in the car. I'm like, why, bro? We're going to drink it there. He's like, nah, man, we're going to drink here first.
In the car, he fucking lit. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, he had a lot of great things to say about you.
Oh, that's big love. Yeah, yeah. I love Justin. He's just a very positive, like, just like a very genuine soul. And I appreciate his, like, it's just... I'm not going to say it's happy, but it just makes you feel like very welcomed, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of ladies, men, our producer was at Mama Lion with him.
Yeah.
Like the other night, not with him, but he saw him and he said that Justin was just like, bitches were just like trying to crawl at Justin, and Justin was just like, so like nonchalant about it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. You can't let it faze you, you know?
Oh, he was so chill. He was like, very chill. He was cutting his toenails here. Like,
oh, he was. Justin came and cut his toenails. We got super comfortable. I was like, yo, we're friends, we're family. And he like took that shit to heart.
Yep. He came in and just like sat down, like, yo, Jade, let me use your bathroom. I'm gonna cut my toenails real quick.
He took like two of my vapes. God. He I was like, sure, yeah, whatever. Yeah, our home is your home.
Yep, go ahead. Damn,
that's crazy. Wow. Well, I don't want him to cut his toenails in my crib, but that's my brother for real.
Yeah, yeah. He's pretty cool. He's cool.
Yeah.
So you said that you were from Wisconsin, Madison.
Yeah.
With a lot of white people.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Did you start dating there?
Yeah, hell yeah.
With the white girls?
Yeah, indeed.
Indeed.
Indeed. Yeah. Facts. Okay, can you tell us about some of your experiences?
It was cool, you know? Like, it was a cool experience, I guess. I was, like, young as hell, you know? But,
how old?
Like, 15, 14.
Damn.
Yeah.
What were the girls that you dated? Because now, like, with, like, on TikTok and stuff, they talk about how girls sexualize Asian guys.
Oh, trust me, it wasn't like that.
Was it not like that?
I was just a cool dude.
You were just a cool dude. They weren't like, Ted, I love your eyes. Oh, my God.
Hell
like,
nah.
Okay.
Like, yeah, like all those girls, like, they go for, like, white guys, black guys, but then there's just me, you know? So, shit.
Was dating like a white girl, do you think that did sometimes you feel like you didn't have as much in common with them, or like what was your common ground that brought you guys together?
There was no common ground, but I think like when you're young and like, you know, there's a lot of exploration.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess that's what it was, but yeah, I mean, it was cool. I feel like it's never too serious when you're that young.
That's true.
Or like, you know, like you have like a little like high school crush. Heartbreak per se kind of thing, but I don't know, I was just like, okay, these girls are attracted to me and I think they look cute, so it's cool, you know.
Was your first girlfriend a white girl?
Yeah.
Nice. Did you lose your virginity to a white girl?
Yeah.
Damn. Whoa,
I didn't expect that
shit.
Yeah, when I was 14.
Oh my. You were 14 when you lost your virginity?
How old was she?
Yeah, 14.
She was also 14. Oh my god.
How do you even know how to have sex at 14? At 14, I had like just watched porn.
Yeah, I fucked up.
Did you initiate?
I did so bad.
Okay, how?
I was talking mad shit. And then I was like, oh shit, I don't know what to do.
You were talking, oh, you were like before, you're like, oh girl, like I'm gonna put it inside you.
All that. I was like, oh shit, I don't know what's going on right now. But you know, I slowly figured it out. It was all good.
It was a process, huh?
Yeah.
So by the time you got to, I'm assuming you dated Asian girls later.
Yeah, I didn't start fucking with Asian girls till 2018.
Oh shit, that's recent. Late.
Yeah, it's been great.
So your ex, what was she?
Chinese.
Ah, okay.
Why'd you guys break up?
You know, just things happen.
Oh,
you know,
man,
but that's... I mean, it was like not like any like bad, anything bad. It was just like, I guess like life, you know?
Who broke up with who?
It's mutual.
Wow. That's
very healthy.
That's a really diplomatic answer. Yeah,
very diplomatic.
I feel like he broke up with her because he said mutual.
Yeah.
Maybe because he didn't. I don't know. Maybe it was actually mutual. But in my experience, it's never really mutual.
Yeah. There's always one person.
But I mean, it just didn't make sense anymore, you know? And I think we both understood that. And we're both also doing pretty well right now. So it's all good.
That's good. That's good. How would you feel if... So I saw... It all comes back to TikTok. So I saw this TikTok about like girls who hook up with like a girl who hooked up with like a group of guy friends, how would you feel if your ex or a girl like homie hopped?
Oh, I mean, that would never happen.
With, because you have trust in your friends or you have trust in the girl?
Just because, like, I feel like most girls that are into me, like, they're not really trying to get to know my friends. They just want to get to know me. And then after we stop talking, like, they really don't want to hit up my friends. But there's definitely girls that, like, I fucked with that, like, try to fuck with my friends. I'm like, yeah, go crazy. Fuck it.
But you don't care about them?
Nah, not really.
Okay, okay.
I also, like, don't just date to date. You know, I've only had a few girlfriends, so.
How many have you had?
3.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's not, I mean, that's not that. Few. I've only had 4. How many have you had?
I've had 5.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's, yeah. No, that's but a lot. I know people that, like, they get in a relationship, then they're dating. It's like, I feel like relationship, they do that because, like, it feels like, it, to them, it's like, oh, it's not, oh, I have a boyfriend or I have a girlfriend. But then they break up. Oh, I have a new boyfriend, new girl. I'm like, oh, okay, word up.
It's like a Chanel purse. It's an accessory, right? It's like a.
It ain't no Birkin. I'll tell you that. It ain't.
It's no Birkin.
It's no Hermes. Huh?
Damn.
So yeah. You're dating for marriage, right?
Huh?
You're dating for like love and marriage.
Yeah, I am actually.
Oh wow.
Yeah, sounds crazy.
I didn't
right?
expect that.
I mean, listen, I make lover boy ass music, like shit.
You do kind of make lover boy ass music though.
It's weird because like it's kind of like fuck boy fuck girl music, but then it's like, but nah, that's not what I really want.
No, because even fuck boy and fuck girls, at you know, at the very
we're lonely.
Center of things, we're like we're lonely people, or I not mean, lonely, but like we have feelings.
I see like my older friends and older associates, like they're getting married now, and I hear like their stories about back in the day, and then I'm like, oh shit, well y'all look happy as hell now, so that's cool. I feel like that's the end goal for a lot of people.
Do you have a timeline in mind as far as, you know, settling down, getting married?
Not really, but I would like to have kids like eventually before I'm 40, you know.
Oh, okay. I mean that gives you a lot of time. How old are you now?
I just turned 27 last week, so.
Okay, yeah.
What? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I appreciate that.
Damn. You are a
Sagittarius.
Damn, he's a Sag.
What does that mean?
It means he's dangerous. I dated a Sag once and he was a fuck boy.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Did he break your heart?
But he was white too. He was my only white boyfriend, so that could have been it too.
I think that's why.
I was a blood traitor. It wasn't the star sign. It was just him being a fuck boy.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sag.
So you said you don't date, but do you do things like online dating?
No.
So you don't actively seek.
I don't seek anything.
So it just comes to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Law of attraction, right?
I feel like it would be hard to get to know you and date you though, because you are so laid back with everything.
It's
because
I do a lot of activities.
Like what? Like what activities?
Like, I just like to go sightsee. I go fishing. I play tennis. I play sports. I go outside and like non-club party stuff. So it's like I randomly will, if I meet you or I meet you in a certain setting and we just start chopping it up and it's a vibe, then maybe I'll want to get to know you, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I just feel like I love the music more than anything else other than my mom, you know?
Oh,
so
that's sweet.
I feel like I give 95% of that. So for me to go out and seek, like try to meet people or just people in general, it's like, it's a lot of work and it stresses me out a little bit too.
It is a lot of energy. I mean, you it sounds like you give a lot of energy to like your craft.
I feel so bad because like I'm so mellow right now, but that's just because like I've been pushing really hard recently.
No, it's okay.
But like, yeah, I give a lot to my craft and I give a lot to everyone around me.
Yeah,
I always try to connect dots for people and I go out of my way a little bit, so then when it comes time for my own personal fun, it's just like, oh shit, I'm chilling right now, you know?
I feel like you're the type of guy, if like let's say we were dating, like if we were texting, you would be the type of guy that would take 3 hours to answer my text of how was your day.
I mean, depends what I'm doing, you know? Like if, I'm honest, like if I'm chilling, I'm always straightforward. You're not gonna get a lag from me. But if I'm working, shit, I'm working.
Okay.
And I
okay.
think that's one thing that me and a lot of girls that I've talked to that we never got to the dating stage, why it wouldn't make sense, is like people are getting a little upset with me over text and I'm like, yo, you acting like me going to this music shit is fun. Like this shit is not fun. This is how I eat.
Yeah.
This is how I can feed my family. So it's like, like your tech. Oh, you didn't talk to me all day. I'm like, yeah, I'm working on my album. Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I think from a girl's perspective, it's because, especially if they're not in like the creation, like artist world, they don't understand how much time it really takes.
But that's the thing. That's why I never would get upset about it, and that's why I kind of gave up on like trying to take things serious with someone that's not in some sort of industry, because like if you don't understand it, it's not gonna work.
Would you ever date a corporate girl, like a 9-to-5 girl?
Hell yeah.
Oh shit.
I'm down to pull up to the holiday party, do a few songs. Fuck it.
Shit. Damn. No. Holy shit. Nice.
Samsung, where you at? I don't even care. Fuck it. But I respect the 9-to-5 life. I have a lot of homies in corporate that are doing really well.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not for me. Mm. And also, I don't have that skill set. Imagine me at a desk. Oh shit. I'll fuck that shit up for sure. Your company's going down the drain.
I think you could do well, like as like a creative, for a company, maybe.
Honestly, I have no art direction, no visual skills. This guy did my cover art for the next single.
Okay, nice.
He did the beat, and I was like, "Oh shit!" He's like, "What do you want to do for artwork?" I'm like, "Yo, I got this photo on the iPhone." He's like, "Bro," so you know, like that's where I have a lot of talented friends. So if I was at like a creative agency, oh yeah, they're getting nothing out of me. But what they will get out of me is what we should eat for lunch, what we should eat for dinner,
yep,
what should we drink, what kind of gas should we smoke. I got y'all, all that other shit,
the good stuff. Yeah. The stuff that you live for, right?
Yeah.
So back to being in relationships, like, what do you know what love languages are, Ted?
Nah.
all right, so let me break this down for you. It said, so if you boil down like how you communicate your emotions and love, it boils down to I think 5 things, your love languages. Mm-hmm. It's acts of service,
mm-hmm,
gifts,
mm-hmm,
quality time,
mm-hmm,
physical touch, and words of affirmation.
Okay.
Right. And so the theory is that in order to really make a relationship work, to understand each other, you need to be able to know your partner's love language and then give and then talk to them in their love language. For example, my love language is acts of service and gifts. So is Jade's. Mm-hmm. So what would your love language be?
What does acts of service and gifts mean?
So acts of service would be like, okay, so like I know that you like, let's say I know you like pepito, like a certain type of pepito, right? Uh-huh. And let's say we live together and in the morning I pack your like studio bag or whatever and I leave pepito in there with like a little note on there. Just, mm-hmm, like thoughtful things, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then gifts would be like, I buy you a Cartier watch because I like to spoil my man.
That's hard.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. That would be like gifts, acts of service, and then the rest, I think.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So what are your love languages?
I mean, I feel like I'm a simple guy, you know? I don't, uh-huh, ask for a lot. I think like love language for me is just like, I don't know. Every time someone tells me how much they appreciate me.
Words of affirmation.
Yeah, words of affirmation, mm-hmm, could go a long way for me. Because I feel like even through text, like, you can tell when someone really, really fuck with you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm, words, like, I don't know. Maybe because I do lyrics, you know?
Yeah, but yeah, like, yeah.
When people text, I can kind of, this is going to sound crazy, I can kind of get the mood and, like, how they really feel off it. Even, like, with homies, like, when they're, like, really being, like, for real with me, or when it's kind of just, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, so,
yeah. Yeah, I take that. I don't know. I always appreciate that. And then gifts, like, I don't never expect nothing. You know what I'm saying? But I do like to spoil, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, you like to be spoiled or you like to spoil girls?
I like to spoil. And even like whoever I fuck with, you know.
Wow. Okay. That's nice. Why are you giving me thumbs up?
That's a good trait.
Hey, it is a good trait. It's good. Yeah. He can be our boyfriend.
Double thumbs up.
Double thumbs up.
Bye.
So would you, like, most guys that we've talked to, their first answer is, physical touch.
Always.
How? Mm. Always. But you said words of affirmation. How important is physical touch to you?
I mean, like, I feel like I've never met anyone who, like, doesn't want to fuck, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I mean,
I, but that's like at the top of their priority list.
I mean, like, you could, like, if you can, there's enough fish in the sea. There's enough girls and dudes, like, you can fuck anything, I feel like, you know what I mean? There's always someone you can fuck with, but how many people can you really, really not just vibe, but understand? And I feel like, you know, that something is serious with someone when y'all fucking around and you're fucking like 3-4 times a day, whatever. But then like y'all can just chill and lay up and you're still, you have that same happiness. Like, you're not like, oh, get the fuck out of here. That's when it's like, oh shit, like, I really fuck with this person.
That's true. You know? That's true. Yeah. When you take the sex away and your level and you're not of
annoyed.
Yeah. Wow.
Because there's definitely been girls on like, oh yeah, she fine as hell. But like one day I'm like, oh shit, like I gotta go to the studio. Oh, it's 5:30 a.m. Yeah, I gotta go. I'll call you Uber. Like, cap it. I'm going right back to sleep.
The post nut clarity kicks in. You're like, wow, you weren't that hot. You were like so much hotter before I nutted.
Yeah, but that's why I feel like too. Like, that's when you can get to understand. Like, when you really actually like someone.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
That's why I think it's important too to also be honest, you know.
So you're not the type of guy, because we've interviewed fuck boys who are like, yeah, I'll do anything to get the nut in or whatever.
I don't gotta lie, like I'm a cool dude. Like at the end of the day, like if someone is looking for something more and I'm not, I'm just gonna be like, hey, like that's really not what I'm looking for. So if you fuck with me, that's your choice.
Are there? No. Do you think there are plenty of girls that are like, ah, that's fine. I'll hop on your dick anyways.
Yeah, of course.
Nice, damn, to be Ted Parker.
Whoa.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They just throw themselves, like, do girls throw themselves at you a lot?
I mean, like, when it gets in that position, yeah. But also, like, I feel like since I've moved here, I've kind of, like, settled down with my life a little bit. You know, like, I moved into a house rather than an apartment because I need to make noise and record.
Yep.
Like, splurged on equipment. My boys actually splurged on equipment for me for my birthday. Bought me some really nice shit. Aww, nice. Which was big love. I was like, oh, shit, you know? So, I don't know. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I mean, the attention is cool. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I feel like right now, like, I'm just really trying to get it.
Yeah. You seem, like, super focused.
Like, there's been times where, like, in the past where, like, when I was a little immature and I was first coming up, my work ethic has always been sturdy, you know? But, like, I'll be fucking with some girl. I'm drunk at the spot. And then, yo, Ted, like, this person at the studio, you should pull up. Like, oh, shit, like, I'm about to fuck this girl. Like, fuck that. And then I regret it. So I don't want to put myself in that same position.
Yeah.
You know, unless she's fine as hell for real. Like, fuck it.
Damn. Speaking of fine as hell, what is your type of girl just physically? If you could just build a bitch.
Oh, you know, like pretty face, you know, and then like.
Like Asian face, white face, Latino face?
Yeah, Asian face. Okay. And then like a little like I appreciate girls that are like petite and like small. Like that's cool. But I like a girl a little sturdy. You know what I mean? Like a little thick, that's always good. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Nice. Like something I could grab at, you know?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, you just did a collab with Jessie O. She's, would you say that she fits that type? Like, she is fucking bad.
That's my Nuna, man.
Oh, she's Nuna. Okay. Sorry, no disrespect, Jessie O. Sorry.
No. But I feel like that's not disrespect. Like, she's hot, you know?
She
and,
is.
Like, that's a big part of her brand. She's a boss, you know what I mean? So,
Yeah.
She cool as hell, for real.
How did that collab come about?
Funny story. So someone she works with was trying to get me in the studio in Korea with her to work on her album, but I kind of like was like, I was just playing her my shit, and then I had this song with open verse. I was like, oh, I need to get on that. So then like we collabed on the verse, like we did some like co-writing on it.
Okay.
And then she killed that shit, so that's how I got the song. But pretty much it turned from someone trying to get her on her album to me trying to flip it, like, hey, I need you on this song though.
Damn.
You know, and she showed me hella love. She did me a big ass favor, so I appreciate her for that.
Yeah. She's fucking huge. And I really like the way that she, I mean, she is a K-pop star, but she seems to kind of break down the walls of like the, you know, the beauty standard.
Like, she a real one, for real. Like, she's like one of the nicest people. Nice. She's very on her shit. Like, she's a businesswoman. Like, she's really about her career and she takes shit really seriously. And I fuck with her.
Nice.
She got that East Coast energy for show.
The New York energy?
Hell yeah.
Nice. Was she very aggressive?
A little bit, but she's sweet, you know.
Yeah.
But like, I remember I brought my boy in who had to take some pictures of me, and I didn't tell her. She's like, "Who's this motherfucker?" I'm like, "Oh shit, my bad."
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Have you gotten like gained any traction in Korea? Because I know you're really popular in America, but like, are you pursuing like the Korean rap route in Korea?
I've never pursued it, but like every time I go out to Korea, like people be like, "Oh shit," because I'm never there.
Do they recognize you there?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Hell
yeah, it's cool. Okay. So like I've done like some shows and stuff there that did pretty well. So, but I think this next year actually I'm going to tap back in more a little bit and really start putting out more collabs, because I have a lot of songs with a lot of people in Korea.
Have you been on Show Me the Money?
Nah, that's not for me.
That's not for you?
Respectfully.
Respectfully. Yeah,
like,
okay.
A lot of my homies came up off that show.
Right.
So like I fuck with it. It's just I'm trying to pave my own lane per se.
Okay.
I feel like I'm not K-hip-hop. I'm just a dude that love making music, but I'm also hella proud to be Korean.
Yeah.
But I'm not actively trying to be in that lane.
I gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
But I also acknowledge that a lot of the fans and a lot of Korean people want to see me put out more collabs with these artists that they see us following each other and commenting on their our shit, sharing each other's shit. So I'm going to put out a lot more Korean collabs, not actively like trying to get in that lane, yeah, but just to like kind of bridge the gap and put out more music with my people, you know.
That's great.
Yeah.
Who ideally are you, you know, would you be really excited to collab with?
I will see in a few months.
Damn. Ooh, so it's happening.
Oh yeah, we got some shit.
Okay nice, we can't wait. Well, before we wrap the show, actually before Fuck Fam Olympics, I just want to take a couple minutes for you to talk about your up and coming projects.
Oh yeah, hell okay. Yeah, so you know, I just signed a distribution deal with Live Nation, which is a really big company.
Nice.
So we're putting out my first, I'm coming back with a whole new sound. It's reinvented. And January 14th, I'm putting out a song called You and Me. If this is up by then, great. You know what I'm saying? If the song's already out, great. But January 14th, putting out my first single. January 22nd, we're doing the release party at Terracotta, K-Town, nice. LA. Y'all, everyone got to pull up, but get there early because that shit's going to be packed as fuck. It's going to be free. Nice. Free.com for the culture.
Okay,
you know?
Okay, nice.
And then album, me and my boy Zansay over here, he produced the whole project. It's gonna be my first full one producer album where it's entirely executive produced and produced by someone. Have some fun features, a lot of music, a lot of shows. It's gonna be cool.
Cool. Where can they find you on social media?
They just gotta come find me, not Ted Park Boy.
Ted Park Boy will drop his socials on the screen.
That's big love.
Big love. We have nothing but big love for you, Ted. Yeah. I was so excited to meet you, and I was a little bit nervous actually, but you're really a cool person.
Don't be nervous.
Yeah, I was like low-key, high-key kind of nervous, but yeah.
Never that. I feel like every interaction should be pleasant, you know?
Yeah.
So I hope you guys had a pleasant time.
Yeah, yeah. Let's end the segment with Fuck Fam Olympics. So here is how it's going to go down. Uh-oh. At the end of every segment, we kind of do a friendly competition / game between me and Jade.
Mm-hmm.
This time, since me and Jade, you know, we're your fans, we love you, we want to take a minute to write down why you should choose one of us to be your girlfriend.
Okay.
And just hear us out.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Let's do it. We got time this? What, a minute? A minute? 30 seconds? A minute?
A minute.
All right.
Hey, Siri. Hey, set a timer for 1 minute and go. 1 minute.
Oh.
All right. Let's switch. All right. Let's switch and let's read each other's papers.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Yo, what the fuck you doing?
No, I'm finishing my sentence.
Damn.
The fuck?
That's hard.
All right.
All right. I'll read Jade's first. Right. Ted, this is why Jade thinks you should date her. We wake up smokeable. Look into your eyes. Mold your heart with gentle hands. I would never hurt you.
Oh, shit.
We smoke weed every minute. You trying to fucking bribe him with weed? You bitch.
I just love weed.
Shit is working.
Go outside for scenic hikes. Yo, you got him on hikes and shit.
Damn.
Play 1v1 on ball. Yo, she can actually ball though. Oh, she balls.
Say less. Yeah. I see that.
Okay. 1v1 sometime.
All right. Yours is so wholesome. Okay.
Dude, that was embarrassing.
Damn. Yours is so wholesome.
I was holding his heart with gentle hands, man. That was
very, it was poetic.
Yeah. Mine is, get ready. Strap right, in for mine.
All right. Okay. Listen up. So Kat's love letter to Ted Park is, I will tell you how special you are every day. I will let you hit it any hole, any way you want.
Oh, that's what's up.
Ooh, mm-mm-mm. We can have a threesome or a foursome.
Oh.
With any girl you want.
Oh, shit.
I'll buy you a Cartier watch.
Yo, you...
And the end sentence, I love you, Ted. Heart.
Okay, we both try to bribe him with different things.
You try to bribe him emotionally, I try to bribe him with...
No, I try to bribe him with sex and a Cartier watch.
Oh, that works too. We're both bad.
So rapper-like. Wow, weed, sex, bust down Cartier, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a tough.
Yeah.
Damn, who do I choose? Damn.
You can choose us both if you want.
I feel like that's the easy way out.
Yeah, you know? I mean, if you want, but you don't... we'd rather you pick one.
Yeah, let me. Hey Siri, just kidding. I actually don't even have Siri activated on my phone. I don't trust it.
Yeah, whoa, you shouldn't.
You think because I'm just lazy. Like, listening to all our
shit. I'm one of those crazy people. Yo, son, to hear everything we say. Oh, okay. It's just because I'd be high as hell.
Yeah.
Oh shit! My foot just tightened up. I'm so stressed.
Really?
No.
Do you want me a massage for you?
Oh hell yeah. Damn. I love weed. I love Cartier. I love fucking. Yeah. Hiking though, sorry, I'm a little lazy, so she wins.
Nice with damn. The sex in the Cartier.
If I didn't put hiking,
you had me until hiking.
Damn,
I don't like walking. I Uber just thought, everywhere.
Let this be a lesson to you, square ass bitch.
You actually mentioned hiking. That's why I put that in there.
Did I?
Yeah. Oh, otherwise, shit. I would never put hiking in that shit.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I misspoke.
Yeah, I think you misspoke.
See, I love sports like tennis, ball, mm-hmm. like even football. Like I love to run around when there's an objective.
Yeah.
I love fishing, but you know you don't gotta walk around too much. Hiking, there's like trees scratching you and shit. You're like, oh fuck.
Okay.
But I love smoking at the end of the hike. Mm.
Oh. We can smoke too, Ted. It's fine. Like I'll I just won't inhale. I'll smoke.
What is the whole point?
You pretend to smoke.
I'll pretend to smoke.
I'm gonna have to change my mind.
I just
it's cool. Well, when you decide you do want to inhale some good gas, I'll put you
for
on.
For sure. Thank you so much, Ted. Been a blast.
No, thanks for having me. This was so fun. This is definitely the most interesting interview I ever did.
Nice. Wow. We hope to have you on in the future and just like watch you grow.
No,
and
for sure. Vice versa. When I'm actually going to start a podcast too called what? Ted Ass Talks.
Are so you?
I'll bring y'all up.
Nice. We look forward to it. Yeah, we'd love to come on. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So this is the season one opener for season two. Thank you guys so much for hanging around season one and coming for season two. We can't wait for what's to come this year. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy
we love
Christmas.
You.
Happy Christmas. Happy New Year.
Bye.